Brother Neon Sam. That brother, now I didn't think that up. That brother told me to say that. Where's he at? Well, there he is. Won't you get up and go to the bathroom now? You're going to own up to this, amen. All right. I like it, praise God. I'm glad to see old folks dress up, don't you? Glory to God, amen, hallelujah, amen. But what's been great already. I really believe in all my heart. I've been challenged tonight, been blessed. And the choir, that was good singing. Brother Jack and Sister Anessa and Jack did a wonderful job, amen. Praise God. I was praying the whole time. That is the biggest 14-month? 14-month young'un I've ever seen in my life. Whole time he was up here, I said, God, please don't let him turn that pulpit over. I said, that boy could throw that thing down from there, amen. And praise God. Glad to see everybody here. And amen. I met Preacher Fields and him. Hey, praise God, over there at the Pioneer Restaurant. Amen. I believe the Lord goes there to eat sometimes. I really do. I like that place. Amen. I'm like the Apostle Paul. I believe in daily buffet in my body. Amen. Amen. King James Version. Amen. But all right. It seems like, what a blessing to hear from these men of God. Prison ministry, jail ministry. Amen. We had our jail ministry there in Shelby, North Carolina. Hey, we had three professions of faith Sunday afternoon. I got deacons that go, praise God, deacons that go do jail ministry. And boy, isn't that a blessing, and preachers. And praise God, Brother McKinney, no kidding, I even looked it up to make sure. I cheated, looked on my phone, my friend list, and made sure I had it right. I've got a dear preacher friend over in Marion, North Carolina, Brother Ron McKinney. And so, and y'all spell it the same and everything. He's a little taller, but you got more hair than he's got. Amen, hallelujah. But boy, didn't you enjoy hearing the burdens? And I praise God. And it seems the theme tonight is about winning those that Jesus died for and those whose lives have been wrecked. And it's amazing. Boy, I love it when God's in the preaching. And that for God to be in the preaching, the preacher must preach God's message, not his message. I think a lot of us independent premillennial Baptist preachers have forgot about that. I think a lot of meetings, I'm not being critical, I love preachers. Dr. Preston Moore taught me to love preachers, and I love preachers. But I know about we mess up. I know we did, but you leave us alone. Say amen. Just pray God take. Somebody say amen. Praise God, if you had to pastor folks, we had to pastor. I didn't mean that. But anyway, hey, hallelujah. Amen, amen. But I want to say this tonight, and I mean this. I appreciate the men of God that still believe in winning souls. And I'm amazed tonight how God's directed this service. And I thought this might not be a camp meeting message this morning, but I got peace about it in my devotions and praying. Said this. I want you to look at Mark, the book of Mark, chapter number 9. I was going to tell a little funny story, but I ain't going to take time. I want to get right in the Word of God. And amen. You see a short pot-bellied, bald-headed man preaching that's got glasses on. I got me a new pair of glasses in June. I've got hearing aids in July, amen. I got knee replacements last year. When I die, my wife ain't going to know whether to have a funeral or a yard sale, amen. And when they cut my toenails off of it, they'll find so much fungus on it, they'll put it in the organic garden, amen. Woo! Everybody all right? Say amen. Aren't you glad, Brother Fields, you already ate? Say amen. Amen. I wouldn't eat nothing now, would you? Amen. But anyway, I want you to look at Mark chapter 9 and verse number 14. And I'll try to hurry. Amen. Been trying to hurry for about 56 years. But amen. We've got time for church. I praise God. Mark chapter 9. And I think you're going to be struck by how God's put this to what's been said already and been saying. Brother Jack and them sang about what the change, gave the testimony of his precious mother who I knew. And I praise God how God can make a change. I won't tell you what the problem in the church, and the brother's right. We've lost fact that God still can make changes in people. Amen. And God has to do it. Man can't do it. Man, I can't fix the problem. Preacher can't fix your problem. But we know one that can fix your problem. I can't save anybody. I had a man say one time, come up to me and said, I thank you for saving me. I said, brother, I didn't save you. A man came to D.L. Moody years ago, and he was drunk. He was drunk and staggering and came up to D.L. Moody and said, Are you, Brother Moody? He said, yes, I am. He said, I'm one of your converts. D.L. Moody said, you must be, because you sure ain't one of God's. Amen. So I want to say, Mark chapter 9, look at verse number 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and he gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, and that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child, listen now, cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, here's my text, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. I'm interested in those two words, this kind. I want to say tonight, the greatest need in America is still this kind. The greatest need in the world is this kind. The greatest need in most churches tonight is to get back to this kind. I'm talking about the kind that can get a demon-possessed boy up out of his condition. I'm talking about the kind that can get a drunkard saved. I'm talking about the kind that can get a drug addict saved. I'm talking about the kind that can get a religious person off the church pew and get them saved. I'm talking about the kind that can still bring revival in a church by the grace and power of God. I'm talking about the kind that can still evangelize the world. I want to preach to you on this kind. Let me just say by way of introduction, I believe in this old-fashioned, old-time Bible preaching, King James Version, Holy Ghost-led, singing, not slinging, shouting, praising God, soul-winning religion. I'm not changing. I'm not looking to change. I had a friend of mine come to me one time and said, Brother Goodman, I'm writing a book, and I want you to be part of the book. I want you to write the foreword for a book on how to bridge the old-fashioned church to the modern church. I said, what's the name of it? He said, How to Bridge the Modern Church with the Old-Fashioned Church. I said, brother, you picked the wrong fellow to write the foreword. I don't believe in such a thing. I said, bless God, I ain't crossing no bridge. I'm going to stay with what got me saved 66 years ago. by the grace of God, Him giving me strength, I'm going to stay with preaching sinners are lost, but Jesus is the Savior. I'm going to stay with this King James Bible. This kind is the right kind. Oh, what birthed this camp meeting 56 years ago? What brought old-fashioned preachers here to this county? What raised my wife just over the hill over here in Jamestown, right across the street from Bragsdale High School, where my wife was raised? I went and got her saved as a young girl, and her mother raised her by the grace of God. It still works. This kind is still the right kind. We've got the right message. We've got the somebody, can I hear an amen? So we got the right message. We got the right master. We got the right music. We got the right music. Amen. We got the right methods. We got the right motive. We've got the right mandate. Praise God, we got the right. Hey, listen, we need to stick with this kind. What kind? The kind that Jesus Christ works in the life, the change that He makes. I want you to look at, there's three characters. And by the way, the word kind means sort or manner. I want to tell you what, I'm glad when Jesus saved me, I'm of the right sort. I was in sort of a mess, but when Jesus came, He put me in the right sort. Amen. Anybody else like that, say amen. I want to say this tonight, that there's a contrast here between powerless disciples. We got a lot of that going on. I'll say more in a minute. And a powerful Savior. I want to tell you what, disciples, God bless them. How many of you try to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? Say amen. But I want to tell you what, there's too many that claim to be disciples that don't have the touch of the power of God. Just being a name to Christians not enough if you want to affect the world. I want to say there's three main characters. I see a demonized son. I see a desperate father. I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. Whew. A desperate father. Done all he can do. Done all he can do. I see him crying, weeping, begging anybody. And he hears about the Lord, about his demonized son, totally out of control. The son he had loved and nourished and the mother had fed and whom the father provided for. Now he can't do anything. There's some of you listening to the sound of my voice right now. You know what I'm preaching. You're living this either through a child, through a grandchild, son or daughter. Somebody help me. I want to say this tonight. Here's the problem. Demonized son is horrible. Desperate father is heartbreaking. But these disabled disciples is what is agonizing. Disabled disciples. I brought them to him. You could do nothing. But I want to say, dear friend, and I want to tell you something. In this modern day of entertainment, so-called fundamentalism, that's eroding men that used to preach in our pulpits and even here. I know who's preached here. I know some of them. I was raised with them, and we preached together. Now deciding that the old-time way is not enough, we need to invite in some of this worldly music. We've got to, and decided that these old-fashioned Bible convictions and traditions that were handed down by the fathers, that's in the Bible, by the way. Amen. They've decided now that that's man-made standards. Holy living is not man-made, it's God-made. I say it's God-made. Amen. And I want to tell you something tonight. We need to get back to it. Our goal, listen, this is what's breaking my heart. We've got amplifiers from one end of the platform to the other. We got strobe lights. I'm talking about, I saw this in liberal churches and charismatic churches years ago, but it's in independent Baptist churches now. Somebody help me. Strobe lights and smoke machines, amen, making the auditorium dark, putting the spotlight with different shades of light on the preacher. Hey, it ain't about the preacher. It's about the sovereign Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ in glory. I want to say to you tonight, there's three things I want you to see that this kind can do. I'm talking about, we got the worst situation in the world. And I'm burdened. My burden's been for the last 7 years more than ever to try to preserve and try to promote the old-time religion. Brother Ron, I realize our days are numbered. I know I may drop dead here in a minute, but I want to say this tonight. If we're going to keep the old-time religion around in the next generation, Dad, but Preacher Green, we got to produce it. We got to produce it. We can't make it. We got to produce it. Praise God, I'm glad for the six young preachers that's been called in my church the last time. I'm bragging on the Lord. Hey, us old-timers need to keep preaching it. We don't need to back up and retreat now. Hey, man, let me give you three things, and we'll go to the house if I can keep myself away from Dario ice cream. I don't need to eat that at this time of night. I got so many double chins now, I feel like I got a Chinese phone book in here. Amen. I put a bookmark in my mouth so I know where the food goes. Say amen. Amen. Don't, you can laugh all you want to. I see some of you got the same problem. It looks like your neck blew a bubble. Say amen. All right. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I want to say, first of all, this kind realizes the real problem. This kind realize God didn't call us to entertain. God didn't call us to entertain. I'm so old-fashioned, I still believe this is a platform, not a stage. It's not performance we need. It's the power of God we need. Amen. We're not here to entertain. And so many have got caught up in entertaining and being captivating that they're evading Bible doctrine. Skirting around Bible doctrine. By the way, if you're not going to believe what that King James Bible says, quit telling me and passing it off. Well, we believe different, but we do use the King James Bible. Well, that's not enough. You got to believe it. And the Bible wants me to behave it. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I'm at home preaching this kind of preaching. I'm glad I ain't worried about this crowd who's going to meet me at the back. As a dear preacher friend of mine, that man's pastor right there, one of my preached in an independent church not too far from my house not long ago, and the preacher come up to him and said, I hope tomorrow night you'll just preach Bible instead of just preaching against things. Well, bless God, all that church got was a pair of britches. They didn't get a preacher. Say amen right there. Say, Lord, have mercy, you're rough. Hey man, when you're the smallest person in the class and now got old and bald-headed, you're going to get rough too. Amen. He realizes the real problem. Look at here. The Bible said, that boy, look, notice what the Father says about him. He says, I brought thee unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. I think I heard my daddy say that two or three times. Some of you get that tomorrow. Don't worry about it. He hath a dumb spirit. That tells me that boy has no communication. Sin will take our loved ones. Sin will take a man to where you can't reason with him. You can't help him. He keeps on destroying. She keeps on destroying their life. And you try to tell them what Jesus could do. Oh, brother. We've got a lot of successes that God has done and God's accomplished. I thank God for the 30-some preachers that's gone out from our church in 37 years. But I'm sad to say, Brother Ron, some went out from us. But they were not of us. For had they been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. I've had a lot of young people come through. I've had them sing in the youth choir. Been on this platform. Singing in it. Brother Harmon's meeting. Started getting on TikTok and the internet. They got a hold of their mind. Got into things that are unspeakable. My secretary come to me and said, Preacher, I can't show you everything. She said, I'm not going to let you look at it. She showed me a couple of things on this girl's phone. It took my breath. I've never in my life seen any such perversion. I brought her in my office. Her parents are still faithful members back in their church, brokenhearted over that girl who has now attempted suicide if you want to believe they attempt, but whatever, I'm not making fun, but attempted suicide at least 6 times. And she sat in my office and used to sing in our youth choir. And I pled with her. I read her everything in Romans 1 and in Leviticus. I begged her. I read scripture. I went through the maniac. I went through everything for 2 solid hours. That girl sitting 6 feet from my face across my desk, my secretary right there sitting on our couch. And I'm sitting there and pleading with her. And Brother Fields, I'm looking at her, and she's staring at me, but she ain't seeing me. She's not hearing a word I'm saying. She's totally no communication. And when I read this scripture not too long after that, I said, that's where they are. They get so deep in sin, they're cut off from reality. You can make, they are deep, you can call it demon possession, and I certainly think that's what it is. But they get that, a lot of them put the demons at them with the needle, with the can, with the bottle. Somebody help me. With sexual pornography. And they feed it in themselves. And they destroy their lives. You can't do a thing with them. Dumb. No communication. Notice what he says. Demonic. No conscience. Writhing. Notice what he says. Writhing. They get to the place. They don't know right from wrong. We have Crossroads Rescue Mission. Been in our church 22 years. And also the Quiet Heart, the ladies' division. And I've got them in there. Praise God, they're in our church. And you go, my wife teaches them along with 4 other ladies. They teach those girls every week. They bring them up to the church and teach those women. Many of them that were raised, you wouldn't believe the preacher's boys that we've had in our rescue mission. Preacher's son. I'm talking about independent Baptist preachers. I'm talking about some that come up to me, and I look at them, I see them out there sitting with the mission men, and I thought, you look familiar. He said, you preach in my daddy's church. You preached in my daddy's church. And they come in, and they said, preacher, and I've had them stand up and testify and look at our teenagers and say, what happens? You put that stuff in you, you lose all conscience of what's right and wrong. I tell you, sear your conscience with a hot iron. You pervert the consciousness that God put in you. That's why your consciousness is not good enough to get you to heaven. You got to be born again. Amen. Hey, no conscience. Don't know the difference between right and wrong. Then may I, by the way, and we've got a bunch of new preachers that's popped up. It's the same old modernism. It's the same old neo-evangelicalism we've been fighting for the last 100 years, old-fashioned fundamentalists have been fighting. Somebody say amen. This new recovering bunch. This new recovering bunch. By the way, you can't recover from anything you ain't never had. Hey, they went out from us. I done quoted it. They went out from us, but had they been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. I don't care if they did. Where they'd work at an independent Baptist church. And they find 2 or 3 rotten apples in our bunch. By the way, all of our preachers are nothing but men without the power of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. You going to throw David out of heaven? I mean, that was pretty rough what he did, I'd say. You going to throw him out? Amen. And they want to brand all the rest of us that way. I want to tell you what, dear friend. I want to tell you what. This kind still works, and we're going to stay with it. Yeah, I'm not going to let a bunch of rotten apples ruin it for me. Somebody say amen. Hey, may I say it still? Notice it's recovering crowd. Let me tell you, sin is as destructive as ever been. But we got a bunch that won't call sin what it is anymore. We got a bunch that they're preaching that you can live an abominable lifestyle and still go. Let me tell you why a lot of them's not getting saved. They ain't got to repent of anything. There ain't nothing wrong. It's mine and your fault that they're perverted. That the girl wants to be a boy and the boy wants to be a girl, and they want to get play religion in these churches where they've jerked the King James Bible out and they put up screens. Come on. And a bunch of old half middle-aged men putting on tight skinny jeans. You look like a thermometer with the bottom busted out. Wearing a woman's blouse hanging down here. Hey, Preacher Green, I know the tie don't make the man of God, but you read the book of Exodus. God told Moses that Aaron was to adorn himself. That distinguishes the preacher from the rest of the people. It's in the King James Bible. Amen. I think, bless God, they need to know we're not having a good old boy meeting here. We're here to have church. You come in blue jeans. You could. I tell them at my church, any sinner is welcome here as long as, if his hair's so long, they're rolled, it takes them 30 minutes to roll it in out of the parking lot. She's welcome as long as she's got on enough clothes to keep our men from breaking 9 of the 10 commandments trying to have church. That's why we're here. I've had them in the altar. Our platform's about the same height. I've had them in the altar where the lady was dressed in clothes when she knelt down at the altar to get saved. It was, and I've turned to my staff. I said, boys, turn your heads and pray. And I've seen them saved and the same week called to church and asked my secretary, now that I'm saved, tell me the kind of clothes I'm supposed to put on. Woo! This kind. Amen. Hey, not only it realizes the real problem, verses 17 and 18. Wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him. It's what the devil will do to you when he's done. He foameth. Anybody tell you a dog that foams at the mouth is sick? If you don't get them fixed, they'll go mad. Everybody all right? Am I preaching the book? Amen. And gnasheth at his teeth and pineth away. The opposite is gnashing, anger, like a dog. And then reverses. Look at that. Split personality. By this. By the way, binary ain't in the book. No. Male and female's in the book. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his... Hey, man, listen. I want you to see this. Destructive as ever. Sin will destroy you. I told you a while ago. Listen, I got a choir. A lot of those men and women have been saved in the mission. Hey, we've had several of them that met at the mission. They can't date till they get out. And started dating. I've got three couples that the man and wife both was in the mission. And they've gotten saved. They've got married. And they've done raising kids. They're working in our church. Somebody say, I got them in my choir. They got tattoos. Hey, thank God, God can save them. Somebody say, preacher, what do we do? Get in the choir. I ain't going to keep them out of the choir. Amen. I get amazed. They'll cover up as much as they can because they're ashamed, but they didn't know no better. But I'm going to preach to the young people today. Stay away from the tattoos. You don't need the devil's ID. I say you don't need the devil's ID. Amen. I'm telling you what, I mean, listen, somebody help me. God will forgive you. God can cleanse you from that. Amen. It's your church here just twice in the last year. Been over there, that brother from up in, not too far from here, got him from the top. He's bald headed, got his whole head is tattooed. They say his whole body is tattooed, and he's in the camp meeting, shouting and praising God. He ain't going to let his past stop him. He's going to say, God can save somebody like me. He can, somebody help me, I feel. Amen, glory to God, I'm about to have me a time. You ain't going to have to drive. I feel like running slap back up China Grove, amen. I want to say this, listen. Body, I can't get over the. I may not finish. I'm just these body piercings and everything look like an old fashioned bulletin board with tacks. If they drink a gallon of water, they're oscillating. Clean water yard. Amen. And these women, that's what is their obsession? These girls want to run out and get a tattoo and put a butterfly. And put it in places where it'll be alluring to a man. Honey, I want to tell you something. That butterfly might be cute and hip now. You get a few years on it, it's going to look like a wounded buzzard, amen. Somebody said, amen. I saw a picture somewhere, somebody sent me not long ago, a bunch of 75-year-old women that had tattoos, and now they're wrinkled to look like a relief map. And you ought to see those tattoos. I thought it was Google Maps there for a while. Amen. Everybody all right, say amen. Hey, we got to preach against it. We're going to love them. If they got them, we're going to love them. If they were drunk, we're going to love them. We're not going to get drunk to win them, but we're going to love them. And we're going to love them so much, we're going to preach this Bible to them. We're going to preach a Savior that can save them. Hey, I got to hurry. Realizes the real problem. It requires the right person. This kind requires the right person. See, the disciples, here's the plight of the Father. He went to the wrong people. You know what we're doing today in America? And even fundamentalism, so-called this new fundamentalism, we're going to people instead of going to the Savior. It's not just about the personality of the preacher. We've got two or three guys that have become the rock stars. I'm going to tell you what, it's a sad commentary when the preachers and the singers become the stars of Christianity and Jesus Christ ceases to be the star. I like what the Bible said at Christmas. I love this. But my pastor preached this 50 years ago. He said that wise men came to him, to Herod. He said, we have seen his star. I won't tell you what, there's only one star. There ought to be one star at the High Point Baptist camp meeting. His name is Jesus. It's not these preachers. It's not this preacher. It's not those singers. It's not them. Thank God there's not only one Savior and only one star. And I want to tell you what, we need to go to the right person. We don't need to settle for substitutes. I don't care who they represent. I don't care. Hey, man cannot help you. The plea of the Father, he says, that the disciples, they're powerless. Boy, we got a crowd changing their manual, changing their music, and changing their message. By the way, you are the monkey with one of those. Music, message, manual, the book. You ever mess up with one, you'll end up with all three of them. I've seen it. I've seen it. You have too. I want to tell you, and they're going to these men. And I look at these changes. This new, you can live like you want to even after you get saved, gospel. They're not producing preachers. They're not building churches. They'll send me videos and maybe young people going to the altar from a meeting where they had music. If you shut your eyes, you'd think you was in the French Quarter in New Orleans. You'd think you was in Las Vegas with the worldly music. And they'll show some kids going to an altar. Brother Field, am I preaching the truth? They're going to the altar and they say, this has to be right or they wouldn't be feeling this. Wait a minute. The devil presents himself as an angel of light. Emotion alone will take you to hell. Amen. Feeling will take you to hell. But I do believe once you exercise biblical faith, it'll give you the right kind of feeling. Amen. I don't believe in this dead orthodoxy either. Amen. I believe in shouting it out. They've called me crazy and they've called me a nut, but I thank God I'm screwed on the right boat. Hallelujah. Hey, and I'm going to keep shouting it out. Because praise God, the God I preached for 56 years, as long as this camp meeting's been going, the God that I started preaching in 1968 is still God. He's saved too many now, Brother Jerry. He's done called too many. He's done built too many churches. I ain't going to quit now. By the grace of God. Amen. Hey, my charge is too valuable, too vital to preserve the old time religion. Hey, Jesus said in verse 19, this requires the right person. Jesus said, he done heard about the disciples. And he says, "Oh, ye faithless generation." And he looks at the boy now and says, looks at the father and says, "Enough of them. Bring him to me." You know what our job is as preachers? You know what our jobs are as Christians? If you're saved, say amen. Amen. It's to bring folks to Jesus. Bring folks, not to ourselves, to Jesus. It requires the right person. It realizes the real problem. But oh, watch this. Say what, preacher? He's testifying, and I'm trying to get in on it. That old man of God's testifying. How many years? 55, what? Did you say 55 years? You've been preaching 55 years. Are we the same age? No, glory to God. Amen. No, he still got his sense. I've left mine. Amen. Hey, let me give you one more and we'll go. Not only realizes this kind. Getting that boy that throws himself in the fire. Can you imagine the devil? Look at the throws himself in the fire. Then look at the opposite, the contrast. Throws himself in the water. Biblical terms when the Holy Spirit's around. Water of the Word, fire from heaven. Devil's a copycat. But without the Holy Ghost, it takes that boy and that girl and that man and that woman so far, they end up having to hear these men go for them. But I want to say this. I want you to look at verse 23. And Jesus, this man says, he tells him what all it's done to destroy him. And look at what the man says. He says, if he's heard of the Lord, because he's trying to get to him. And he says, if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Notice here, he says, Lord, I've heard of you. But I don't really know. This is not everybody else's problem now. I've heard about what you've done for others. But if you do anything for others, Lord, this time it's my problem. This time it's my daughter. This time it's my life. This time it's my son. Jesus turns around with his if. He says, if thou canst believe. A man said, if thou canst do anything. He said, if thou canst believe. Watch what he says. That all things are possible to him that believeth. I want you to watch it now. Watch it. And that man says, Lord, I believe. But help thou mine unbelief. Here's where I'm at. I'm fixing the clothes. I got to go. I got to get back and avoid watching the debate. Amen. I ain't got it. I don't need the debate. I know what I'm doing. Somebody say amen. 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 Listen. That father is saying, and this is what the Lord impressed in my heart. This is my interpretation. What a statement. Lord, I believe. Well, that's how you get saved. Jesus just said, if thou canst believe, all things possible. He said, Lord, I believe. Then he makes a contrasting statement. Help thou mine unbelief. Unbelief is being lost. Unbelief is the will of the flesh. He said, Lord, I believe. He said, but God, I believe what you've done for others. This is my boy. This is my problem. This is my life. This is my obsession, my addiction. Lord, I've tried everything. Been to rehab. I've been in and out. We got fellows in Gladius that's been in and out of the mission 4 or 5 times before it really hit. Not a boy there now. I know it's his third time in the mission. Are you listening to me? And this man said, there's many of you sitting here and you know what God can do. Say amen. But you need God to touch your problem. You need God to deal with you. You need God. You know we can do it. But this time, Lord, make my faith to where I believe, yes, Lord, you can help me. Thank God for what you've done for others. But others ain't helping me. I need the personal touch. This kind can still reach the down and out. This kind. By the way, and I'll just say this. Thank God the Lord rebuked sin. He said, thou deaf and dumb spirit, come out of him. Notice the Lord named sin for what it is. He didn't generalize, whatever your problem is, whatever kind of demon you are, come out. Thou deaf and dumb spirit, ah! Listen to this. Stay out. I'm glad when the Lord takes care of it, they stay out. He puts out a no trespassing sign. Somebody help me. When he was on the cross, he put up a no trespassing sign. All you got to do is believe it. Amen. Amen. This kind. He got the boy up. They thought he was dead. And that demon took one more tear at him. But with the Lord lifted him up. He lifted me out of the deep miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. Woo! Glory to God and the Lamb. This kind. Put the Bible in you. This kind of put the Word of God in you. This kind of put praising in you. This kind of put principles in you. This kind of put Bible precepts in you. This kind can reach those that seem unreachable. It can reach to the far reaches of the depths of hell and sin itself. God's still in the saving business. And Brother Jack, Vanessa, Jack, is that all right? Ask them to come sing a song. And I've pastored too long. I'm used to just telling, you know, so do you forgive me? Amen. And I feel at home here. But I want to say tonight, and I'm looking at godliest people I've probably ever met if I really got to know you. But I can tell you this. Everybody's got something in here that the devil's tearing at you about. Some of you got problems in yourself and in a family member that you think you're just not going to get through. And every time you try, here's the problem. Every time you try to do something for God, the devil will hang that up to you. If your God's so good, how come he ain't took care of your boy? Come on. If your God's so good, how come you still have problems? If your God's all that powerful, how come you had... But it ain't about me. Old Dr. Bob Jones Sr., founder of where I went to school, a long time ago, when it was what it ought to be. I'm sorry, I'm going to do a disclaimer. I'm ashamed of what it's become. But I'll say this. Old Dr. Bob Sr. said, I'm not going into heaven. I've started a Bible college. I've preached meetings all over America. I don't think you heard him. You may have heard him, Brother Jerry. But you was a young fella. But Dr. Bob Sr. said, I started a Bible college for boys and girls to be trained in the ministry. He said, but I don't want in on what Bob Jones did. I want in on what Jesus did. I want to tell you, this kind can still work. I wonder tonight, there may be somebody. You've got religion. You know the right thing. It's amazing these young men and women that come to us, how they can come in, and I mean they're on withdrawals and shaking. We've had to take them to emergency rooms. But they can quote Scripture as good as some preachers I know. But it's here. You can go to hell if all the gospel you got's right here. It's got to get here. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It's not the mind. The mind will make you doubt. I've doubted thousands of times since I've been saved. Now, you ain't never had that problem, God bless you, but I have. The devil will show up and tell me I'm lost while I'm preaching. Somebody say amen. Amen. The devil's real. Your mind is not saved yet. If your body was saved, you still have your hair and your teeth. Amen. They sing these songs, His royal blood's in my vein. It ain't yet. It might be positionally, but it ain't practically. Praise God, there's too much fungus among us. I can't claim. But you say, preacher, I've got it here, but I need something that's going to lift me up. I'm glad Jesus can lift you up. He'll save you tonight if you'll come. Don't trust a church membership and go to hell forever. Amen. I wonder how many, as we stand across this tabernacle, how many are saying, preacher, I've got belief, but I'll have to say there's part of me just not completely. I got a problem. I need to trust God completely on the night. I want mamas and dads, grandparents, whatever. Just get out and start coming to this altar. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you need. Some of you may need to bring that child. Put it on the altar. Say, I know the devil's going to come after him. The devil's going to come after her. I want the right kind. I think some of us preachers and some of us Sunday school teachers and missionaries need to get around here and pray. God help us to stick with the right kind and not start selling out for a cheap imitation, for an entertainment gospel. God help us to stay with the right thing. Go ahead and sing, Brother Jack.